support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities, such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter, down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Buellton, California.
I am Charity Baxter, and I'm the Regional Director of Operations, Highway West Vacations for the Central Coast of California.
What an amazing morning. What an amazing day of discovery. We're within two blocks of the 101 turnoff of Avenue of the Flags, and here's this entire literal little world that I didn't know about. Where are we?
We are at Sideways Inn and Flying Flags Resort in Buellton.
Literally with a stone's throw from Highway 101. Mm-hmm. And yet, it's like we're in this little tranquil universe of its own.
Absolutely.
You have a full-service hotel with the classic pool in the middle of the courtyard.
Yes.
But then you step out back, and there's a RV campground, a high-end glamping RV site. And then it gets better. There's more. I went on a hike this morning across your property, and I wound up in the African savanna.
Yes.
At African tent camps.
We do have our safari tent village.
Wow. Hitting on another highlight, the little canned ham place. Tell us about the
canned ham village. Yes, it's actually a private enclosure with four canned hams, your own private
fire pit. And a canned ham are the little small micro trailer.
They are. Yep. And it comes with its own kitchen area and bathhouses, et cetera. So it's great for groups or families.
And then another highlight, you have the mini houses.
We have the cottages.
Yeah.
The cottages are all very special. There's different themes throughout the park. So we have our national park cottages. We have our surf cottages. So they all encompass those themes. We also have our wine cottages, which obviously give a nod to specific grapes. And then we have our brew house cottages, which again, focus on the beer theme. Mm-hmm. And then we have our private cottages that are 18 cottages in a private little area with its own private pool.
And there's more.
Even
within the kind of glamping RV site, there's like a community center,
There's a community center. We have a game room. We have a restaurant, Feather and Fire. We have three pools, playground.
And then over your shoulder, back towards the Sideways Inn, the main classic hotel, you have a bar.
Yes.
That's a local favorite.
Yes.
And that is?
That's the Sideways Lounge. It is the local watering hole, and it's actually has a lovely aesthetic. I think you probably toured in there.
Yeah. On my hike this morning, we went by this whole coven of Airstreams that you can rent.
Yes. We have our Airstream Village as well, so it's all customized Airstreams.
And people on the Central Coast, I bet half the people don't know you exist.
It's hidden. We're right off the 101, but it is a great destination for our regional friends.
Yeah, obviously a lot of people do know because you do a great business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. And there's more. I just came from Solvang, and I spent the night in a hotel, the Winston. It's hard to describe as a typical hotel. It's in the heart of town. Tell us a little bit about the highlights of the Winston.
Of course. The Winston is special. It is right in the heart of town. It is very small. It's 14 rooms. And we modeled that after an invisible service model of a hotel. Yeah. So
I never saw anybody.
People are there, but you don't see them.
Yeah.
So we give you private codes to check in. We just want to give our guests their privacy, and they can engage with us as much as they want. Each room, this is what's so great about that property, that hotel, each room is different from the next. It is such a beautiful design. It's like a jewelry box.
You can tell that somebody had fun doing the interior designs.
Yes.
I mean, mind-blowing color choices on the walls.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's really a special place.
And it's literally in the heart of town. Mm-hmm. I walked out front, and there's a cute little town park
right
across the street. And conveniently located 1 inch away is the Irish pub.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's a really special property for sure.
And again, under the radar. It's just there. you almost have to have a friend tell you about it.
Right.
There's no big signage or marketing campaigns.
It's understated for sure.
Yeah, word of mouth and all. And then somebody said that your group has another property in Solvang, the Vinland. The lounge,
yes.
And another hotel, but more of a traditional hotel.
Absolutely.
Right on the main drag, mm-hmm. going into town on your left.
Correct. Beautiful views from this hotel. Walking distance to every shop and bakery in Solvang. Mm-hmm. And the V Lounge is open daily with special cocktails and wine service. So really another lovely, lovely special hotel.
Before we move on from the Vinland, tell us a little bit about it. I mean, I just blew by didn't really scope it out.
Right. So it is a traditional hotel, but the property is themed after, obviously, wine influence. Mm-hmm. So lots of photos of vineyards, and just you get that feeling like if you're coming here to do wine tasting, this is where you want to stay. A girls' weekend, this is your place. So each room is spacious and comfortable, amazing views of the whole valley. And then, nightcaps in the lounge.
Somebody told me yesterday that your group is developing another kind of glamping resort at Avila Beach.
Yes.
Right
as we speak. We are so excited about Flying Flags at Avila Beach. It is currently open with some RV sites available as well as cottages, but it is also under development as we speak too. But it is stunning, stunning views of that entire harbor area there.
And your group specializes in more than just a stall to park your RV.
Right.
It's high-end in that it's full service and offers amenities. Tell us about here and there.
All of our sites have full hookups. In addition, we do like to have restaurant and food options at our properties as well, just because once you get there, you never want to leave. So if you can buy your food there and your drinks, you're just set for the weekend. So most of our properties come with pools, little gift shops. Particularly here at Flying Flags in Buellton, we have a beautiful meadow that on any day you'll see families out there playing soccer, chasing each other. You can host your events here as well, weddings. There's really a lot you can do here.
And I saw like a stand for a band.
Yes, we have
about?
A stage. So we do have some events here where we bring in bands.
And you have one coming up here in shortly.
We do. We have the Wine and Chili Festival in a few weeks.
And that draws people from all over, right?
From all over. It's in partnership with the town of Buellton. Uh-huh. And there will be thousands of people here, live music, wine tasting, and chili.
Wow. So the Sideways, more than an inn, it's like a little town in itself.
It is, yeah.
Again, over your shoulder, there's more. We walked by this little Airstream, and it's something about sausages?
The Santa Ynez Sausage Company, yes.
A subcontractor where they come
no,
in?
No, that's us.
That's yours?
That's us, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's our team here. They develop these sausage recipes and source the product
the
locally.
Sausages?
We make them ourselves.
Wow.
Yeah.
So everything sausage.
Everything sausage.
You just come to the Airstream.
Come there, and really good fries.
A little bit more about food and beverage.
Mm-hmm.
When you stay at the Sideways Inn, is it breakfast included?
They have a great breakfast. It's called our knock and drop. In the evening, you can just put your order. We have a piece of paper in your room, an order guide, and you just stick it to your door, and we come by and pick it up in the middle of the night. You decide what time you want breakfast delivered, and we deliver it to your door the next morning.
I think, personally, that right now, this time of year, we're coming out of winter.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time to come for a bunch of different reasons. One is that it's off season, so mm-hmm. you're going to get the best value rate.
Absolutely.
But number two, I mean, I had Solvang to myself yesterday around sunset. It was crazy to be in this world-class destination mm-hmm. where there's like three other people on the whole block. That's cool.
That is really cool. You definitely are right about that.
More. Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but we are opening a new property just up the street on Avenue of the Flags this summer. It's the old Sleepy Hollow. It will be called Hotel Huga,
uh-huh.
and it'll be another invisible service model, such as Winston, 23 rooms in that really Danish vibe. So really excited to share that with the community.
The ownership is not a big mindless, sightless corporate. It's a family.
It's
right?
a family.
Tell us about the backstory of.
Okay.
And it connects with Colorado.
I know. So Highway West Vacations owns these properties. The owners, they actually purchased Flying Flags. It was really a rundown RV park that had probably turned into something it was never intended to be. And they were actually going to develop multifamily units, and that wasn't approved by the town. And so they just left it as is. And after a few years, they were like, well, I think we have something here. And this was the first property Flying Flags built in the Highway West Vacations owned. And they developed it to what it is today. And that's how the owners got into hospitality. So they actually have multiple properties throughout the country, Colorado being one of them.
Because that's where you came from, right?
I came from Colorado. So I actually joined the company in 2020 as general manager at Grand Lake Lodge, right at the entrance, west side entrance of Rocky Mountain National Park, overlooking the lakes. Stunning.
Somebody had to bribe you to get you to leave there.
Exactly. And so what Highway West loves to do is we love to provide opportunity for adventure, exploring, and connections with, you know, friends, family, local communities. So we do prefer quieter areas that are undiscovered, and continuing that legacy and making them very special. You know, we do have locations in Oregon, Hawaii, New Hampshire.
Wow. Tell us about Hawaii. We're on
Kilauea.
Really?
Yes.
On Big Island.
So right there, fabulous restaurant. And again, it's very small, 12 rooms.
Uh-huh. And what's it called?
Kilauea. Kilauea Lodge.
Get right to the point.
I know, Kilauea Lodge. And actually our team that that is there, they have been there for 20, 30 years, and they are locals, and it is such a fabulous, neat experience to go there.
Wow. So you're double spoiled because you have in-house getaways. I know where you're going on vacation.
I can't complain. And then I did not mention, but just a few hours south in Borrego Springs in the desert, we have two more locations there.
What are they called?
One is Palm Canyon Hotel and Resort, and it's much like Flying Flags. It's actually a hotel and an RV resort in this really cool Western theme. And then maybe half a mile down the road, we have Borrego Valley Inn, which is, again, an invisible service model. Stunning, stunning properties, stunning locations. Just, you know, it has that night sky designation. Mm-hmm. And the quiet and the calm and the peace there is just, you can't find that anywhere else. There's no specific model that we want each property. Actually, we prefer that they're different and individual, and that those experiences are unique to that property.
So your Borrego Springs might be totally unlike anything else.
Absolutely.
California,
it will
West
be
Coast.
Unlike anything else you find at any of our locations.
So in some ways, COVID times was a positive game changer for you in your how you do business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I think the hospitality industry in general all had to shift and bend with COVID, but a lot of positives came out of it too. You know, we reintroduced ourselves to really the drive markets. You know, we don't have to have people flying in. Like, people realized in their backyards there are amazing places they can visit that they had no idea existed. I will say there's probably more coming down the down the road. Maybe some development in Yosemite.
So that means you and I got to get back together.
We have a lot to talk about, a lot to explore.
Yeah.
I'll be in Borrego in a few weeks if you want to meet me down there.
There you go. Somebody wanted to learn more about your world.
They could visit highwaywestvacations.com. And I am Charity Baxter, and I'm the Regional Director of Operations for the Central Coast of California.
And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Buellton, California. We'll see you down here.
Support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities, such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace. and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals Region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes, and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolff, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives. And Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So yes, please support your local NPR station.